Welcome back here on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show, live from Old Chicago. Again, special thank you to head coach Greg Franco for joining us on the women's basketball team. We're diving into men's basketball. The men's team fresh off a four-game winning streak, now 10-6 on the season. We welcome on assistant coach Mike Harmon from the men's squad. Coach, how you doing today?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. Thank you so much for coming on. You had a couple weeks off from Garden over the last month. How'd you spend your winter break?
Man, I got a chance to go to Houston, Texas, where I'm from, spend time with both of my kids, my fiance. Kind of just got a chance to just kick back, man, and relax.
That's awesome. How old are your kids?
6 and 3 months.
Okay, wow. So yeah, sleep an option?
Yeah, not really. Not when I was home, to be honest.
I saw you got a chance to check out a U of H game down there. How was that?
No, it was good, man. A kid I used to train for a few years, LJ Cryer, he's the starting shooting guard there. So I was able to watch him, and it's crazy because they played against Texas State, which the head coach, Terrence Johnson, used to be my trainer in high school.
Yeah?
So it was pretty cool.
Wow, small world. Thoughts on them in the Big 12?
Oh, I'm nervous, but, I'm glad Kansas lost.
That's for sure. That was a shocker last night. Everybody in the top 25 is losing right now. So you've been around the state of Texas for a long time. I was reading up on you. You grew up in Houston. You worked as a player development coach. You were just talking about, I actually didn't know you, Coach Cryer, which is awesome. You were an assistant coach at UT Permian Basin, if I've got that right. How much has the game grown in Texas since you started playing?
Oof, a lot, man. Now you got guys, like when I played in 2011, we had maybe like the top like 20 guys in Houston go Division One. Now, Brody Robinson is a perfect example. Like Brody is on our team. He went to Chattanooga, but Brody was like the 46, 47th best player in Houston, and he signed to Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
So like it just shows you how big the talent is, pretty much doubled in Houston now.
Let me just dive into that for a second, because basketball, I feel like, is the kind of game that's played. You can pick up in New York, you pick up in Houston, you pick up in Los Angeles, and it's a completely different game. Can you kind of describe what the attitude of Texas basketball is?
To me, you got different parts. I'm from Houston. I think Houston's a little bit more finesse, a little gritty, a little bit, but it's more finesse. You got like guys like from the Dallas area and the Austin area. They're just all grit. So a few guys are pretty skilled as well, of course, like Tyrese Maxey's from Dallas and stuff like that, but they're really built on like their gritty and their toughness.
I talked to people from Baltimore and the Washington, D.C. area while I was at Miami, and they always had their big rivalries. Is it big between, like, Houston and Dallas, Houston and San Antonio?
It's huge. Houston and Dallas mainly, it's huge. I mean, from the last, Dallas kind of been running Texas for, like, the last, like, 6 years. They had Anthony Black, Arterio Morris, guys were stacked. I forgot who else, but it was, like, five guys that were McDonald's All-Americans.
What was LJ like growing up?
Phenomenal. Messed me up because I expected everybody to be like him and had to realize that not everybody loves a game like him, and that's going to do it. Because that's what I realized. You have to do it because you want to, not because someone's forcing you to.
So let me talk about this. There's four Texas natives on this Garden City roster I wanted to talk about. You already alluded to Brody. He was just named JUCO Player of the Week. Did you see him when you found out the news?
He found out the JUCO Player of the Week?
Yeah, when he heard about that, were you with him?
We just texted him. Now we were actually in service on Monday.
And okay.
Me and Coach Jack got the Twitter, and then we just text Brody and sent it to him. We just told him we're happy we posted it.
Something you tweeted the other week, you quoted me and said, little guards take notes when you describe Brody Robinson. What does he do differently?
Man, he's 5'10", but plays like he's 6'5". He got the heart of a giant. He's our engine. I mean, the stats say it all, to be honest, man. He's just phenomenal.
In what ways does he kind of play up to his size?
Just how tough he is, how he doesn't mind going in there with his trees. I tell some of our guys now that they, like, need to take notes on Brody, our players right now, basically because Brody's an everyday guy. He shows up every day, even if he's hurt after playing 38, 40 minutes, whatever it is. Like, Brody shows up every day, and that, to me, that's a skill.
One of the words I feel like you as an assistant staff has been describing him as is a winner.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had a guy like this before?
One guy. I mean, he's playing overseas now in Georgia. My last 2 years, I was at Western Oregon University, and our basically All-American Cam Cranston, he's like 6'7", shooter, and now he's playing in Georgia right now in Europe. So him, but now Brody's the second guy. Like, you can see, like, every drill that he's in, he's winning. You can kind of give him almost any team, and he's going to find a way to win with that team. If not, it's going to be really, really close.
You played in Europe a couple years as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that like, playing overseas?
Scary at first, being away from family, of course. Like, I'm a Texas guy. I've been away for college and stuff like that, but, like, being a 16-hour plane ride is a little different, But I got a chance to see the country. Basketball took me around,
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful, to be honest, because I'm not supposed to be there. I'm a 5'10 guard from Katy, Texas. Like, I'm not supposed to be playing basketball overseas, but... I just take it for granted. I don't take it for granted. My bad. I'm just thankful, to be honest.
No, of course. Did you have any dreams while you were playing?
No, before I tore my Achilles, I thought I was going to be able to play in, like, Euro. That was the goal, was to play, like, EuroLeague, stuff like that. But, no, I mean, once I came back home after when I tore my Achilles, I realized that my goal was to be a professional basketball player, and I technically accomplished that playing 4 years. So it wasn't hard kind of giving it up.
Mm-hmm. How's it been so far for your Garden City?
Garden City's great, man. Everybody. I came from Western Oregon, kind of same situation. Well, it was Division II, but people were really, really nice, cool, and same as Garden City. They welcomed me with open arms. Elmore's been phenomenal. Coach Jack, the other assistant coach, he's phenomenal. Also, Coach Jack's as well. So
I was going to say, you guys seem like a very tight staff. What kind of bonds you all together?
We just love basketball, man. We lift weights together. Just a good staff, man. You don't really find too many guys. Like, we're not trying to one-up each other. We all just have one common goal, and that's to win.
I did actually see that. I can't remember if it was your story or Jack's story that you guys did an assistant coach workout. Mm-hmm. Can I ask who benched the most?
Me.
I assumed I was going to get that answer, but I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, me, for sure.
Got it.
Man, they go hard, though. I like them.
Is it different coaching with Jack? I mean, he's a young kid.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Jack is, 24 years old, but, like, man, he's so mature for his age. Like, he's so responsible. He does so much for our program, and, like, that's crazy. Like, Jack it's fun working with him, man.
To dive back into a couple Texans on the roster, Isaiah Dixon's been one of the bigger vocal presences on the team. What are some areas you've seen him grow this year?
Just, you know, his voice now. Like, he's able to use his voice. I mean, you know, right now, I think Zay's biggest thing of growth is just kind of learning this college system. I think that he's figured it out a little bit, I guess I can say that. He's figured it out a little bit, but he still has way more room to grow.
You've coached and trained a lot of kids that eventually go on to break out. How fulfilling is it when you see kind of that breakout moment for those kids?
Man, it's good. Like, I mean, it's really them, you know. I just kind of maybe give them a few pointers here and there, but it's really them. So see them, like, be disciplined, you know what I mean, show up every day, because that's what it takes. It's real simple to be good at basketball, but not a lot of people want to show up every day and work out when after they score 30 points. A lot of people just want to show up when they scored 5, 10, I had one bad game. But to me, the best players show up when they score 30, when they score 25, they keep showing up, because that's what you're supposed to do.
This is a very open question, but what got you into coaching?
Oof, man, I was training back home, and I had an eighth grade team. Took over an eighth grade AAU team, and those dudes just made me love it, to be honest. Like, we had a guy, his name is Nas Price. He's, like, number 47 in the country. He was my point guard. He's a seventh grade at the time.
Okay.
But coaching him, coaching those guys, Dorian Hayes, who's the son of Chuck Hayes. But I think he played for Houston Rockets for a little bit.
Yeah, like 6'5 center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chucky with the weird free throw.
Yeah.
I coached his son Dorian Hayes too. So just coaching those guys, man, traveling to Miami, traveling all over. We played so many different places, and they just kind of made me love it. And I just told myself, maybe I think I want to do college. And sure enough, I started coaching them in March. By July, I got the call with Josh Newman to UTPB.
You brought me back to, like, NBA 2K days, where you're talking about Chuck Hayes right there.
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite places that you've gone while coaching?
Coaching so far? Alaska.
Okay, that's different.
Alaska, yeah. You know, I told you I coached at Western Oregon for 2 years. We got a chance to travel to Anchorage, Alaska, and Fairbanks, Alaska.
That's one of the few places that might be colder than it is outside right now.
Yeah, I said I haven't been in this cold earlier. Well, I just remembered it was like negative 15, 16 in Alaska, Fairbanks.
I guess we're getting towards that, but I'm not looking forward to it. Talking to assistant coach Mike Harmon, who's just joining us here on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. I want to dive into the two players that you brought today. We'll get a chance to hear from a moment, Charles Chukwu and Elijah Roberts. How'd you get to know these two?
Like I said, they play with my little cousin, Trev, and since the seventh grade, and just kind of seeing both of those guys evolve, you know. When I was training back home, they were, sophomores, juniors, and so I trained both of them a few times. So it was cool, man. I mean, just kind of being around them and kind of just seeing their personality through basketball, really.
Did you ever see them did you ever see that you'd be able to be coaching them community college level a couple years later?
I tell my cousin all the time how crazy it is that I literally watch these dudes grow up, and now them two, they're two with me every day. We have a great relationship now because, you know, we're both from Texas, and I just feel kind of obligated to, like, make sure I take them under my wing and take care of them and stuff like that. So
let's start with Charles. This is someone who entered the portal after his first season at Tulsa. When you heard that, what was your initial reaction?
Well, I had the job at Paris Junior College before I took the job here in July. So I was actually in Oregon. Pretty much had the job, but I was getting my master's in May. So I was doing my job at Paris, and I found out through Twitter that he entered the portal, called his high school coach, called one of the guys who, like, used to, like, deal with all this stuff, Coach Holt, and got on the phone with him, and he actually rejected me three times. He was going to sign with Prairie View University. is going to sign at Prairie View University, and he called me like randomly and was like, Mike, I think I want to come to Paris. And we got him signed, and then next thing you know, I get a call from Coach Elmore to come here, and yeah, it was difficult getting him eligible, but we got it done.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that, actually, because during preseason, you guys were hoping you'd clear eligibility. It took a couple games, but even before all that happens, with him warming up in preseason, how did you notice him taking on practice?
I think he took on practice pretty well. I mean, I think he was focused on getting better because, like me and Elmore told him, he's like his physical presence, he always going to catch a bunch of eyes, but like we want to work on the skill to make him even better where he can possibly get a nice NIL deal, to be honest. So that was our selling point to him, is like, man, just take this year to work out, get better, improve your jump shot, and nobody's going to be able to stop you, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah. Well, that different college basketball is, especially nowadays. Yeah, of course, that is the goal for some of these guys. What has it been like since he's gotten on the court for your team?
I mean, what we lost to Lamar, lost to Otero, and yeah, he becomes eligible. And we go on a 5-game win streak when he becomes eligible. You know, just his defensive presence. I mean, I think his leadership at times when he wants, we're still building those habits so he can become a consistent leader. But, you know, I think that he's our enforcer. Like Brody's the engine, but he's like the big brother in the back that's gonna make sure everybody's protected.
No, I like that. We're talking about someone who wasn't expecting to play up until around November. Elijah's a completely different story. Tell me, how does someone like this end up at Garden City and develop into one of your six men?
Man, Charles Chukwu, to be honest. Charles, when I signed Charles here, he kept asking me about EJ, can we try to find him a school? Because I know how good he was in high school as well. He was really good in high school. Towards ACL his junior year, had to sit out pretty much majority of his senior year. But they lost 2 games their junior year, lost in the regional finals, and lost in the regional semis their senior year. And they lost maybe like 6 games their senior year. So they are known for winning, you know what I mean? And Charles just kept talking about Elijah over and over again. I'm like, Charles, no one, like everyone's full right now. And we had a guy to quit our team early on. And I just sent this film to Coach. And Coach is like, yeah, let's bring him in. Like, he can definitely help our guys. And, I mean, the work ethic, man, from the classes to the court, like, Elijah's phenomenal, man. He worked his butt off to get where he's at right now. So
that's something I kept hearing. But he was supposed to redshirt going into this season, and then Cooper goes down with an injury. Did you expect him to play this well in these first 3 games?
To be honest, 50-50. Like, I thought it would be nerves, his first game playing in 2 years. I thought he'd have a lot of nerves, but I also knew how good he was and talented he was in high school, that if it clicked, like, oof, it might be scary. And I've told Coach that. We all kind of seen it in practice as well. And sure enough, he makes that first three, and we're like, EJ's what we've been missing. Like, so.
Let me ask you about this then, actually, because I didn't realize about your Achilles injury in the past, and you talked to me before about his torn ACL. How difficult can an injury comeback like that be for a guy mentally?
Man, it's tough because, I mean, of course, a lot of times you get injured doing something you've done 1,000 times, you know? Like, for him, it was a jump stop. And next thing, if I'm not mistaken, it was a jump stop. And his ACL, his knee just buckled, and next thing you know, his ACL's gone. So, I mean, it takes a lot of mental focus, wanting to do it and stuff like that. And I think him seeing his team lose in the regional finals and pretty much they returned everybody his senior year, I think that kind of pushed him to want to be back and play with his guys again.
Let me ask this. Coach Elmore had mentioned to me after that first game that he played that, you know, the former Division I bowler is not making an impact for us. Have you seen him bowl?
I've never seen. Listen, it caught me off guard because my cousin, his teammate that he played with, signed to Dallas Baptist University. And he's like, EJ's coming to Dallas Baptist too. And I'm like, for what? I'm like, what's he doing there? He's like, he's on a bowling team. I'm like, I was so shocked because I didn't know. I had no clue he bowled. And to come to find out, like, he was a D1 bowler. So we all make fun of him every once in a while. But, I mean, it's pretty cool that he got a chance to be a Division I bowler.
No, I'm going to have to dive into that with him when we get him on in a moment. Last question for you, Coach. So it's big road trip coming up. Rivalry game against Dodge. Big test against what we assume is going to be a ranked Hutchinson team. And then the conference schedule resets with Colby. Even after the loss last night, how do you feel like the morale this team has gotten since 2024 started?
I think it's been phenomenal, man. I think, like, you know, we went through those rough patches, that three-game stretch, and it showed us who we were. I mean, still doesn't define who we are because we still got to see those guys one more time. But I think that it made those guys closer because we worked hard. And, yeah, like, even when we got our first win was who? Northwest Tech, right? After we lost to Butler?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Tech and then Bethany.
So Northwest Tech, you know, it was a game that we had to make sure we win that because we didn't want to be under 500 in conference. So us winning that game and then beating Bethany, it kind of He left a good taste in everybody's mouth going home for that reset that we all pretty much really needed, to be honest. We've been around each other since August. We kind of just needed that reset button, just kind of separate from each other for a little bit. And then when we came back, it's like we all missed each other. We all missed playing. And these guys have been rolling. Even last night, like down 14-0, and to come back and have a 7-point lead in that first half, like, it shows that our guys have fight. We just gotta put it together. And the good thing about basketball, it's a long season. So us losing a few games right now doesn't define what can happen in March. So
no, of course, Garden City's won 4 out of 5. But as just mentioned, big three-game road trip starts next Wednesday when they take on rivals Dodge City at Dome. That is men's basketball assistant coach Mike Harmon. Coach, thank you so much for coming on. Hopefully I'll be on again.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you, Kyle.
When we come back, we're going to talk with a couple student-athletes from this program. Charles Strickland and Elijah Roberts join the show here live from Old Chicago. It's the Garden City Community College Coaches Show.